This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast will be a blessing and a help to you. Now, I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow before you, we thank you for this day you've given us. Thank you for this opportunity to be here. As I pray for each and every one of the listeners, I pray that you'd bless them for Jesus' sake. Lord, we come to you once again, asking you to have your will and your way. I pray today just do that which is pleasing unto thee. We'll give you the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, we'd like to invite you to come and be with us to the fall camp meeting here at the Brookside Baptist Church in Bristol, Tennessee. It'll be October the 21st through the 25th. We'll have a morning service at 10 o'clock, a night service at 7 o'clock, and then they'll feed you three times a day. We'd love to once again invite you to come and be any and all of these services. If you will, write us this week. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust it will be a blessing.
Blessing. I have read in the Bible that God so loved sinners that he let his Son die in our place. Paid the price for their sins on the old cross of Calvary. Thank the Lord for his marvelous, wonderful grace.
Thank God
there's a bridge over the river. We'll see the Redeemer's sweet face.
With him
we shall reign there forever. Thank the Lord for his marvelous, wonderful grace.
I have read how he said, let your heart not be troubled, for I go to prepare you a place.
Streets of gold, gates of pearl, and its walls are of jasper. Thank the Lord for his marvelous, wonderful grace.
Thank God
there's a bridge over the river, and we'll see the Redeemer's sweet face.
With him
we shall reign there forever. Thank the Lord for his marvelous, wonderful grace.
We better thank God for grace. The only thing going to help us in this day. Craig gave me a report a while ago that they come up on the computer today that we're not ready for the year 2000. We've been lied to, and we're going to keep on being lied to and deceived. We're going to be told that everything's going to be okay, and you're going to be just like it was in the days of Noah. You'll walk right up to the door and won't be able to get in because you won't know enough to get in there. Well, Romans chapter 5, verse 15. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift, for if through the offense of many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift of grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And down here in verse 16 it said, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are whom ye obey, whether sin unto death, are obedient unto righteousness. Chapter 7 and verse 1 said, know ye not, brethren, for this I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. Now I want to talk about know ye not. I preached that this morning over there about the Spirit, and know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I think there's some things that I need to tell you, and I think we missed it at Brookside, because you've heard me talk about the grace of God, and many of you have run out there on the limb about this grace business, thinking, well, it don't matter what I do, I'm saved. You better check up and see. You might ought to check a little bit and see if you really got it. And the Bible said, it said, know ye not in verse 3 of chapter 6. I read this other up here so you'd know what I'm talking about. He's talking about grace will save you and grace will keep you and grace will, there's more grace than there is sin. But listen, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? How are you going to live out there in this world and in sin when you're dead to it? That's what he's saying. Now I want you to listen to what it said. Know ye not? So many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. And it's not talking about water baptism either. It's talking about you're baptized into the body of Christ by the Spirit. Amen. That's the way you get in there. Now, I want to ask you a question. When you got saved and you got baptized into the body of Christ, you were baptized into his death. Now, I want to ask you something. Did anything happen? When you died out to yourself and to sin, I wonder if anything really took place. Now, Jesus died, and listen to this. Jesus died one day at Calvary. And you know what happened when he died? There's an earthquake came. Amen. I mean, it shook that outfit, and the centurion found out. I mean, he saw it, the Bible said, in Matthew 27. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. Now, you know what happened when Jesus died? As an earthquake came. I mean, shook him. I mean, shook that crowd around him. I don't know if it shook him or not, but it shook that crowd around him. And they know there was a shaking going on. Are you listening? Now, when Jesus rose from the dead, there's another earthquake came. That's amazing to me that we get saved and nothing happened. You can come down the aisle chewing gum. First time I ever seen Billy Graham, I'm not criticizing him. First time I ever seen him on TV years ago, I seen a crowd coming down the aisle chewing gum and smiling, and I told my wife, they're going to hell. That crowd ain't a bit more convicted than a jackrabbit. They knew nothing about the Holy Ghost or God either. Boy, I want to tell you right now, we've been deceived all these years down through the ages and thinking, boy, we've got it. Honey, you better check up. I'm talking about the best of you. You fellas that think, well, I come up there and prayed, shook the preacher's hand. Well, bless God, listen, if you died with Jesus and if you're buried with Jesus and you rose from the dead, I mean, there's an earthquake took place when both of these things happened. And I mean, there's a shaking taking place. And if you come to this altar or wherever you got saved and you weren't shook up inside, I'm not saying now that everybody's going to see that. And I'm not saying you have to come to an altar. And I'm not saying that you couldn't get saved sitting back there standing on your head, laying in a bed, or however you want to do it. But I am saying that when you get saved, there is a change takes place, and there is a shaking inside. I mean, great God, I mean, I was a shaking when I got saved. I was trembling when I got saved. I mean, the aftershock come by. Bless the Lord after that. I still was shaking after I got saved. I was shaking for a long time because something happened. Now listen, it says right here, you don't know. He said, know ye not. That means, I reckon it means you don't know. I mean, he kept saying, this is Paul saying, I don't know how come him to say it like this, but it said, know ye not, as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Now, son, I mean, when you got saved and you got put in Jesus, you got baptized into his death. You say that was the inward man. Let me read it to you. It says the old man. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. as like as Christ was raised from the dead, by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in newness of life. Now, we say that down at the river when we baptize. But bless God, let me tell you, when you get saved, the day you got up off of your knees or wherever you got saved, whether it's on your knees or on your bed or whether you're riding the car or wherever you got saved, you become a new creature in Christ. And the old things passed away. And sin, I mean, went out of your life. Sure as you're sitting right there. I mean, you say, "Why you're preaching stuff. You ain't been preaching. You're legal now." Paul said, I mean, if I'm legal, he is legal. Bless God, I'm telling you that Paul said, when you get saved, you're baptized into the death of Jesus. Amen. You die to this world. It ain't got no more power over you. Amen. You don't want it anymore. I mean, listen, when I got saved, I mean, it didn't matter what they said about this thing and this world. I didn't want to go. I didn't intend to go. I had no idea that I wanted to go. Didn't want to go. I mean, I liked music. I liked to dance. I liked to do all that stuff. I mean, I was geared up, son, to go to hell. On a sleigh. I mean, I was heading downhill. I was geared up for that. But thank God one day and I got saved, it all changed. I mean, my music changed. You know what? I started singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once lost, now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. Oh, Lord, honey, I mean, the music changed. It don't change, and most of these youngins get saved. They still like that rock bump, bump, humpy hump. I mean, all that junky junk, they like it, and they tell me, "Well, I'm saved." Honey, listen, you got saved. You got in the body of Christ, baptized into the death of Jesus. Amen. The Bible said, then we should walk in newness of life. I mean, your life ought to change. You will change too, buddy. I talked to these youngins one day over here for 2 solid hours. They said, "Well, I got through." They said, "We're saved." I talked to another boy for another hour the other day. And when I got finished, he said, "I'm saved." Well, I mean, do you believe I believe that? I don't believe that a bit more than I believe I'm a flying a jet plane right now. I believe that when you get saved, something takes place in your life. I believe when you get saved, son, I mean, it changes you. Amen. Not just for a little while, but forever. Amen. Somebody asked me yesterday, "What about these folks that don't ever come to church?" I said, "I don't know, but I got some in my family that they don't ever come to church. But you talk to them, well, I'm saved." Bless God, I can't believe that. I believe that some of my youngins will go to hell, and I'm not sure about some of the rest of the outfit. I believe unless you're saved and born again and washed in the blood, and we get up here singing about being blood washed, but blood bought and all that good stuff. Well, why in the name of heaven don't you come to the house of God and enjoy God like I did when I got saved? And why don't you stick in 60 years like I've stuck in? Why did I get saved and stay in 60 years, and you get saved and stay in 6 weeks, and you blowed out again? Amen. Something wrong. I mean, somewhere somebody has lied to you. Amen. Somewhere down the road, somebody has deceived you. Amen. I mean, I believe we're in an age of deception. Amen. Like we ain't never been here before. Amen. So the Bible said, "For we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, and we'll be raised in the likeness of his resurrection." Now, if an earthquake happened in both of those incidents, if an earthquake happened when Jesus got crucified, when Jesus died, there was an earthquake, and the centurion saw it. Amen. That's a fellow that's got 100 soldiers under him, and he's just sitting over there watching Jesus die. Boy, when the earthquake come, he got scared. Fear came on him. Amen. Bless God, we ain't had no fear around here lately. Amen. Nobody's afraid of nothing. Nobody's afraid of anything. Amen. And you're just going on just as blind as a goat. Man, I'll get up here and tell you that it's going to wind up, son. I mean, I tell you that we ain't got but about a year and a half till something's going to happen. I mean, oh, you say, oh, everything's okay. Craig told me the computer came up today. Man, it shook him a little bit, I guess, didn't it? Said, we're not ready for the year 2000. Somebody lied to us and told us we was. Oh, we've got all of our computers already straightened out. You better not listen to nobody but God. You better listen to what God has to say. You better listen to God, son. I mean, God's the only one that'll tell you the truth. The only truth you'll ever get is out of this book right here. Why, you say, we can't fall that fast. I mean, read over there in the 18th chapter of Revelation some of these days when you've got time to read it. And I don't know who Babylon is or where Babylon is or what Babylon is, but bless God, it fell in 1 hour.
Amen.
That great city. Amen. Nobody bought her merchandise anymore. Everybody's weeping over it. This takes an hour for the judgment of God to come.
Amen.
John wrote that after Jesus was crucified. Now, if you know of any city that ever fell in an hour like that, and I mean was burned to the ground, I'm talking about a big one. I'm talking about one where the ocean was full of ships sitting out there watching her. That ain't not in the history books, is it? You've never read that in a history book, have you? My, then if it never has happened, it's going to happen. It's on its way, honey. And we got a lot of other things on its way. It's never happened yet, but son, it's going to happen. I was reading the Rose Emma today over there in Revelation about them spirits coming out of them, the prophets, out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the false prophet, and out of the mouth of the beast, three of them. And they're working miracles and deceiving the whole world by the miracles that they have power to perform. Son, if I was a miracle worker tonight, and if I preached that junk and I listened to some of that stuff on the TV just to see what they're saying, I mean, they got thousands of them out there. And I got a little handful sitting in here tonight, and half of you don't know whether you're here or there. And boy, if I had to preach to you like they preach, and I mean, I wouldn't even say in a mixed multitude. I want to say with men and women together what I heard three of those preachers talk about. Every one of them was talking about sex. Every one of them yesterday. I just turned it on and turned it off. And every one of them was talking about sex. And two of them was black. And one of them was white. And what wasn't talking about sex, talking about money. And that's all that's on the mind of everything in this country is sex and money. And going to hell faster than you can shake a stick at. And I'm thinking, well, I'm all right. I mean, the preacher said I was all right. The preacher ain't God.
Amen.
And the preacher ain't telling you the truth. If he tells you that you got saved just by shaking hands or saying a prayer or whispering a little prayer or saying being some little sweet something at a little Bible school. I said a while ago, there'll be more youngers go to hell this summer from a Bible school than anywhere else in this country. I mean, wanting to get a big crowd, wanting to get a number in, wanting to get folks to believe we've done something. You ain't done nothing. Oh, no, I preached 120 years, got no converts. Don't feel bad, Ricky, if you don't have any. And the rest of you boys that's preaching, just keep on preaching. But I didn't have any. I ain't had any lately either. And boy, these little sweet-talking, butterscotch preachers, they can just smooth them in and get them in. And they get saved. And they mean as hell the day after they got saved, just like they were the day before they got saved. Son, ain't something takes place. Not only an earthquake takes place, shake the devil out of you, but there's some other things takes place when you got saved. And the Bible said, we're buried with him by baptism into death. Into death. Not into life, you're buried into death. I mean, it costs a whole lot to get you saved. And when you, listen, you don't get saved till you die to this world.
Amen.
When you decide I'm going to give it all up, I'm going to give all of my habits up, I'll give everything up. I'd rather give everything up and go to heaven than to go to hell. So, I mean, I'm ready. Buddy, when I got saved, I was willing to give it all up. Now, that ain't what saves you, but it sure gets you in shape to get saved.
Amen.
You got to give up everything. And we're in a day right now when nobody wants to give up anything. I mean, God told old Abraham, said, you're going to have to give up your family. Besides that, you're going to have to give your land up. And you're going to have to come out here and not know where you're going. Well, now, that's three things hard to do, ain't it? Give up your land, give up your family, and then go where you don't know where you're going. My God, you mean preacher? That's right, buddy. When God does a work, it's a little different than what the brethren think. And they say, well, all you got to do is just kind of come up here and just say a little prayer. Just bow right there with me and repeat after me. I hear them on the TV saying, let's pray now. And you say the sinner's prayer. Bless God, the sinner's prayer ain't going to save you. Amen. You didn't get saved by praying a sinner's prayer. You get saved by trusting Jesus. Amen. Praying ain't going to do it. Trusting Jesus is what does it. Well, you can't pray till you believe him. It's what Romans said, chapter 10. Said, you don't pray till you believe. How can you believe on him whom you've not heard? How can he call upon him whom you've not believed? You got to believe him first. You got to believe. That believing's got more to it. And when you believe, you believe that you're a sinner. And you're willing to give it all up. See, you don't die. Are you listening? You don't die till you give it all up. As long as you're holding on to something, you're going to live right here in this world. But when you leave out of here, buddy, there ain't a thing left. You ain't holding on to nothing. You've left your family. You've left your friends. You've left your loved ones. You've left your money. You left your houses. You left your land. That's exactly what's going to happen when you get saved. You got to be willing to forsake it all. Well, I didn't know that. Well, you're knowing it now. That's what I'm preaching on. Know ye not. You didn't know. I mean, I've preached here 44 years, and some of you sit here and looked at me ever since you've been in this world, and you still know not. You know ye not. I mean, you're just sitting there thinking, well, why don't you think I'm all right, preacher? Well, I wonder. I begin to wonder how many of us is all right. I wonder how a man can be all right. And I mean, I preached to you this morning about, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? It is the temple. Amen. And a temple's not for just everybody. You build a temple for deity. And the Holy Ghost is deity. The Holy Ghost is a returned soul of a departed one. The soul of Jesus lives in you. And look at the folks that got him at home tonight. And the Holy Ghost is the very one that wrote and said, not to fail to assemble yourselves together. Amen. As a manner of some are. Amen. And a much more as you see the day approaching. Amen. How do you think the Holy Ghost feels tonight while somebody's at home sitting watching television? And he's in there. And he wants to go to church. And he wants to fellowship. And he wants to worship his Father. He wants to worship God. He wants to worship Jesus. I mean, great God, how do you think he feels sitting at home tonight watching television or somewhere riding up and down the road looking at the beautiful scenery when God said not to fail to assemble yourself? The author of this book, the Holy Ghost, is the one said, don't fail to go to church. Don't fail to assemble together when the folks get assembled. Amen. You be sure you're there. Well, I had a headache. Well, I've got one now. I had one before I come. And I'll probably have a worse one when I leave. But here you are looking at me. Well, don't you think God loves you? Sure he loves you. But I want to tell you, I don't think this outfit loves God. That's the reason I don't think any of them are feeding the sheep. God got old Peter out there after he got through his cussing, the rest of it, and he said, do you love me more than these? Now you feed my sheep. Feed my lambs and then feed my sheep. God ain't going to let nobody that's not sold out do nothing for him. Well, let me hurry. Yeah, I appreciate you saying amen, but somebody could holler a little louder. Wouldn't hurt me. He said after you get saved, when you die out and you're resurrected, you're supposed to walk in newness. I mean, that's a new life you're supposed to walk in. You mean I got to quit sinning? Well, I don't reckon you're going to quit. Bless God, you could try. I've been trying 60 years and I ain't succeeded. I'm still working on it. I still don't want to go to them places that the world goes to. I still don't want to watch dirty movies. I still don't read dirty books. And I really don't care to hear a dirty joke. Oh, you just got religion. No, I got salvation. I got resurrected. That'd help you to get resurrected. Anybody that can listen to a queer play music, rock music, and say, it just thrills me. Something wrong with you, honey. And anybody that can say, well, I got some friends that's queer. Now, I read that the other day about one of the biggest preachers in America said, I got friends that are queer, but they're still my friends and they're going to be my friends. Well, Lot had some of them. But you know what happened to Lot? His wife and a bunch of his young ones got burned up, and the other two got him out there, and both of them got pregnant by him as they got him drunk. He messed up his whole thing. Who's messed this country up? Fellas like that, that's got no guts and backbone and grit, and thinks that whoever and whatever a fella wants to do, that's all right. I want to tell you, it ain't all right. As long as you're going against God, you're wrong. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you are. You're sinning against God. You're not all right. These big preachers is what screwed this whole world up today. Thinking, well, Dr. So-and-so said, I could care less about that. I don't care what they said. I'm reading what Dr. Paul said. Paul said here, if we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, we'll also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this. Now, do you know this? I want to ask you, do you know this? Listen to what I'm going to read. That our old man is crucified with him, and that the body of sin might be destroyed. Did you hear that? Now, I didn't write this. You say, preacher, do you mean? I just read it to you. What do you reckon it means? It says that that the body of sin might be destroyed henceforth, that we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin, or freed from sin. When you die and you put you in the grave out yonder, bless God, you're done. Your sinning's over. Right? Well, when you get saved and you get buried with Jesus and you die with Jesus and you get resurrected, the old man is down. And the new man's living. We don't have to serve sin. Oh, well, you know, preacher, I just got a problem. No, probably you got saved yet.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us, Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.